Trekking.
Hey, is Ron in by chance?
Who's calling?
This is Tyler with Cardiff.
And this regarding what, Tyler?
It's actually, I spoke to him last week here. We had a pretty in-depth conversation here. He was possibly looking at looking to apply for a bridge loan here based off
Cardiff,
some of the...
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Cardiff.
It's trucking trivia from your friends here at Faulkner Trucking. How many times do trucks cross the U.S.-Canada border each year? We'll tell you next. At Faulkner Trucking, we're always on call to provide our valued customers with service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For over two decades, we've been the first name in...
Hello, it's Ron.
Hey, Ron. It's Tyler with Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good, buddy. Yourself?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Just recovering from the All-Star game I attended last night, so...
Oh, yeah?
Not a bad night I had, so... I'm actually just calling back, seeing where you were at. I know you and I kind of discussed maybe a possible kind of bridge loan you were maybe looking to do here. I just wanted to see where you were at. And did you get my email that I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So what does your supervisor seem to think, though? You was kind of a little vague on that.
Yeah, no, that's exactly why I wanted to call you. I wanted to see if you maybe wanted to speak to him now that he was in the office. I'd gone over some of the details that you had gone over based off your sales and how long you had been in business and the credit that you had. You shouldn't have an issue qualifying for some of the better programs that we do have. I just kind of wanted to get you on the phone here so I could have him explain some of that for you if you have a minute.
Well, I don't know what we're going to do yet, Tyler. I do have one question, though. Why don't we, let's say we borrow, let's throw $100,000 out there.
Okay.
And then in 6 months or so, we need to borrow a little bit more. How's that work?
So we're actually what we consider a relationship bank. So actually halfway through your whatever loan and term you choose, you're able to refinance. You can qualify for better programs. You're going to get lower interest rates. And we want to align ourselves with companies that are going to be repeating business. We're not going to make much off of just one loan with you. So, if you're definitely going to be doing multiple loans here, or at least multiple programs that you're going to be looking at.
Well, yeah, I don't know if we'll do that. I'm just...
No, yeah, hypothetically speaking, yes.
I try to think outside the box on some things, you know.
Yeah, no, looking long-term, I agree. That's definitely something we can help you out with. And like I said, if you'd like to speak to the senior rep here, I've explained the situation there for him. So they're ready to kind of break some of those things down if you still had some questions on that.
Well, that's fine, but I just didn't deal with you. But that, I mean, if you want to... If you want to get him on the phone, that's fine too, Tyler.
We'll do that. I just want to get you some more detailed answers for what it is we can do for you.
I know you're fairly new at it, which is
correct.
Intelligent. So
I do got a pretty good background, but I'd like to just get you the most accurate answers I can possibly get for you.
Okay.
All right, just hold on 1 second. I'll grab him right now.
Thank you, buddy. Need me? I'm gonna have him see if he can find some flatbed guys we can train. And he won't call you back at all. Have you tried him this week?
Is this Ron?
Yeah.
Hey, Ron, it's Jeremiah. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. How's business over there?
Trucking business sucks.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
You know?
Freight's soft, and shippers want us to haul it cheaper. And,
mm-hmm.
I'm a pretty honest guy, and it sucks right now, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And anybody tells you they're doing good in trucking business right now, buddy, they're blowing smoke up your skirt.
No, it's funny you say that. I mean, it's not funny, but it's literally, I'd probably say about 40% of our business right now is trucking companies.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody is just like, look, man, we just, you know, we're having a tough time, you know, even they don't want to do all their factoring anymore. You know, they're just, it's a tough business. It really is.
Yeah, it's a pretty rough deal. Last year we done real well, and then the economy started tanking again in May of 2015, and it's been that way all year. We've seen a little bit of an uptick, but not enough to offset it. Driver shortage is killing us and everybody. I know Knight over there, they parked 500 trucks. And I don't know how many Swift is parked. All the big guys are parking trucks because of drivers.
Yep.
I got a friend of mine up the street up here. He's got about 85 trucks, and he's got 25 plus sitting with no drivers.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
So it's a rough deal, and we pay our guys quite well. Our guys drive time make anywhere, our California guys make anywhere from $25 to $28 an hour, and we still can't find drivers.
Wow. Are you guys in-state or interstate?
Both.
Okay. How many trucks do you have in your fleet?
50.
And how many of those do you own?
Don't own any of them. They're all, we're making payments on them.
Okay.
We done in 2013, September 2013, we refinanced the whole company on an SBA loan through Selfie Bank in Salt Lake.
Okay.
So Selkie Bank holds a lot of the, holds a lot of the equipment as collateral. I have bought some since when we had a pretty good year last year. I needed some more equipment, so I bought some. So we still have some. We're making payments on, which I was looking at it yesterday in our chart of accounts, and some of that could be paid off here in about a year and a half.
Okay.
Selkie Bank, I don't know if you've ever done any business with them, but they're a bunch of idiots.
Okay.
I wish I could figure some way to get that loan away from them. I got some equipment I've got parked that I'm trying to get titles on, and where I could sell them.
Mm-hmm.
We got them offline. Well, all of a sudden, when we started this deal, yeah, no problem. Well, now all of a sudden, they want me to pay appraised value at the time of the loan to get the titles of this equipment. They only gave me 50 cents on the dollar.
Wow.
Yeah, they're idiots. They're just moving freaking idiots.
How does that make any sense?
It don't. None.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
None. Well, they're hurting themselves.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, I could sell the equipment, and I don't, the money can go to them to help pay the loan down. It's fine with me, but the equipment sitting out here gets a freaking fence.
Yeah.
So, oh, wow. I don't know. I owe $1.3 million on that loan, and it'll be paid off here in about, I think we got 6 years left on it or something.
Okay. Hey, out of those 50, how many of those are sleepers?
Almost all of them are.
Okay. Okay. And what'd you guys do in sales last year?
Last year, our fiscal year ended June 30th, I think we was like 6.4. We used $1 million less in revenue fiscal year ending June 30th of 15 versus fiscal year ending June 30th of 16.
Okay.
That's how soft the market and stuff is.
Are you $1 million. Okay. So you guys are trending down right now from last year? Well, your fiscal year just ended, right? You said in June? Yes, okay.
Yeah, fiscal year just ended June 30th.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, Ron, tell me what are you looking for?
I really don't know yet. I like to maybe have some, we may need some help with the registration that comes to the end of the year. I don't know what's going to happen between now and then. We had some money put back, but we've had to use some of it.
Uh-huh.
I have another little line of credit over at Selfie Bank that I could do. If I wanted to, but I don't know how many hoops I'm going to have to jump through to do it, and dealing with these people is like dealing with a freaking rock.
What's your line of credit? What is it? What's available?
We have a line of credit with them through our receivables.
Oh, through your receivables,
but
okay.
But we also have another little line of credit of $350,000
okay.
that they put in place in case we need to do something with equipment and stuff. But
oh, for equipment.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it is. Just hearing a little bit about your business, there's going to be, not an issue getting you cash at all. I mean, your sales are through the roof, which is, you're a real trucking company. You know, a lot of time I hear from trucking companies and they got, a couple trucks and, And I'm just like, all right, you're not a real trucking company, you know? So you sound like you guys have been established. You definitely know what you're doing over there. You guys got some sales. Getting you some money is not going to be a problem. The main thing that you need to understand is that we're not going to make you jump through hoops and loops to get this money. So we may charge you a little bit more for the interest because it's unsecured. Yeah. Okay, so we don't...
I understand all that part of it. What was your name again?
Jeremiah.
Yeah, Jeremiah. I understand all that. You guys are secondary market.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are doing secondary markets because they're tired of dealing with the freaking banks.
That's what it is. They're just... they don't want to go through those loops, like you said.
What kind of a rough idea do you think interest would be?
Well, with your business, you have a legitimate trucking company business, and we want to earn your business. So we're going to give you the bottom, you know, the best rate possible. We don't have an actual APR rate. We have what's called a payback, you know. So whatever you borrow, we give you a set payback, and then we kind of take it from there. But now, what's cool, go ahead.
Now, on that payback, are you doing it daily, monthly, yearly, or what on your interest on something like that?
You know,
Jeremiah,
with your business, we have so many different programs that I would shoot for. You know, probably for your business, you would want at least monthly payments. Am I right?
No, monthly. I'm talking about how's the interest, and I know it's probably not a true interest, but how's that interest calculated? Is it calculated daily, monthly, yearly? How do you calculate that?
It's through whatever the term is. Okay. So if it's 15 months, then it's calculated over 15 months. If it's 2 years, then it's over 2 years.
Let's just throw $100,000 out there on a 24-month note.
Okay.
Why do you think the rough interest rate would be on that?
12,
8, 1, 0?
Yeah, I would say between, if I had to throw a number out there, anywhere between 10 to 20. You know, just depending on how good everything looks on paper, you know. But like I said, the one of the great thing about those programs is that we are a relationship-based bank. Yeah. So when you're halfway through, if you need more money or you've been paying it, we can restructure it, get your payment lower, get your term longer. We want to build that relationship with you.
Well, I asked Tyler a while ago, and by the way, you got to pat that guy on the back because I don't deal with people that don't seem like they know their job or not. I don't have time to deal with him. He seems like a pretty sharp guy, buddy. I like the guy, and I've only talked to him a few times. So
I appreciate that. We like Tyler a lot. You know, he's been here now and doing a great job, and you're absolutely right. I appreciate that feedback.
Because I'm the kind of guy, somebody comes in, hang on a minute. I'm the kind of guy who sells when something comes into my office. They better know their product, or they're gonna be showed the door real quick. I don't have time to back around with people.
Absolutely.
Now, I know 20% is off a high. I mean, we won't be nowhere close to that. Would you think?
No. Well, that's the thing. We're not gonna. I'm not gonna try to bullshit you on the phone, and you know what I mean. So I'm gonna obviously just you're a real business, like a real trucking company. So. We want to earn your business, and we want you to be able to call us and say, hey, you know, give Tyler a call and say, hey, I need another $100,000. Well, all right, we're already going to get him the best rates possible, and then there's no need to go back and forth. Just get straight to the bottom line there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm interested in maybe looking at it. I don't know for sure if we're going to need and what we're going to need. I'd rather not do it, just for the reason being we don't need to incur any more debt.
Of course.
Also, we may need something, bridges, to get us through till everything picks back up. But it's got to pick back up. I mean, we need to hang in there till it picks back up. And I like to build a relationship with somebody like you guys.
Yeah.
And I have a relationship on equipment loans. I mean, GE Capital and all that stuff works with me real well. But, you know, if I come across a good deal somewhere and I need cash right away to do it, you know, I want to be able to call Tyler. Said Tyler, I come across a hell of a deal. I need $50,000 or whatever the hell it might be.
And how
long would that take to get something if I was to do something like that?
So here's the thing. The best thing that I would suggest to do is send us your application in, along with the small requirements that we need. I think we need some bank statements and a tax return. Literally, that's all the paperwork we need. And what we can do is I'll get you an approval and some hard numbers. and you know you can keep that in your back pocket. You don't have to do anything. It just gives you an idea. So that way when you're doing business, you already know in your head, if I have this $250,000, $300,000 at my expense and I know what's going to cost me, you can see if the numbers are going to make sense for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's, and you don't have to worry about getting this paperwork in because you need the money on Wednesday and it's a Monday. If we already have your paperwork, it's literally just, you're going to call Tyler and say, Tyler, I need that money.
Okay, now here's my next question. What if Tyler quits? you guys fire Tyler. Who am I going to deal with?
Well, if Tyler quits or gets fired, which I don't think that's going to happen, you could deal with me. I've been here now for about 2 years. I'm not going anywhere, so.
Are you guys self-funded?
We are self-funded, and then we work with other banks as well. So that's what I'm saying. We have so many different programs, Ron, that we help business. We've been doing this now for about 14 years. Okay, so it's not our first rodeo. This is what we do.
I've been asking around about you guys a little bit, and I really haven't gotten no feedback. I got a good friend of mine in Phoenix. Used to be in the banking business and factory business and stuff, and a company out of San Diego bought them out. So I was wondering, it might have been you guys, but it wasn't. So,
yeah. Well, we're growing, man. We're getting big. Locations are popping up everywhere, and we keep expanding.
So what's some of the biggest loan you guys have done, Jeremiah?
Oh, I mean, Yeah, so it's there's a certain department where it becomes a certain level that we have a certain department for, right? If you're borrowing millions of dollars, then you go to a special department.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we do have that.
So there is no collateral on this. It's just our name and a higher interest rate. That's pretty much what it is, correct?
That's what it is. It's unsecured. That's why I say if the numbers make sense and you have it and you understand, like, okay, I'm going to borrow this, I'm going to pay back this, but I'm still going to make this much money, then it makes sense.
Yeah, so let's say I send you the paperwork and you guys qualify me for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
I want $50,000, and maybe in 6 months if something has happened, I may need another $50,000. Is that workable, or how does that work, Jeremiah?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Ron. We do that with a lot of businesses. All right, so we prove them for the most amount as possible. Give you what you need. I'm glad, you know, you're a smart man. You're not going to take the whole million just because you have $1 million available.
That's what, right? I'm not that kind of guy.
Yeah, so, and that's who we want to work with. We don't want to work with people who are desperate and just see money and take it. You know, so it's not about that. We want to help your business grow, okay? Yes, it's higher interest because it's unsecured. So we're hoping you don't take this money and don't pay us back.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, I'm the kind of guy, if I do something, I'm not a money doesn't burn a hole in my pocket.
Right.
And I have lost some good deals being that way, because if I decide to do something, I dissect it down to the pennies.
Yeah.
How it's going to affect us, or how it's going to help us, or whatever it might be. So I just want you to know that too. I'm not a splurge buyer.
Yeah, no, I could tell. And Ron, I want to work with you. So if I come back and we give you an offer, and you're like, Jeremiah, that's just, you know, can we do something about that? You let me know, and I'll go to my underwriters, and we're going to try to get you, I promise you, what you feel comfortable and what's best for your business.
Okay.
You know, like, we're not here to just make a one-time deal with you and then shut it down and hope.
Yeah.
You know, that's not how it works.
Right now, we're holding our own,
mm-hmm.
barely. We've done our net profit fiscal year 2015 was $165,000. Our net profit this year for 2016, June 30th to 16, we're going to be lucky if we break even on our net now, not our net.
Yeah.
Our net.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the difference between net and net.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of where we're at.
Well, like I said, we do look at, but as long as you have the sales coming in, your gross, then that's really, you know, like, that's a big factor. Your time in business is a big factor, right?
Do you and Tyler have any input on this stuff when it goes to underwriters?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They ask us detailed questions, you know, like how desperate is this customer? How, you know, what are you guys, what are the vibes you're getting from him? Because you can tell, you know, certain people are just like, I don't know about this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so absolutely we have input.
Okay. Well, I think you guys, especially Tyler, probably know how I am just by talking to me a little bit. I don't blow smoke up anybody's skirt. It ain't worth the freaking time and trouble to do it.
Yeah.
So it does nothing but causes you problems and us problems.
Absolutely.
I want somebody that's going to be honest with me. I don't want somebody to try to blow smoke up my skirt because it ain't going to work. The only thing it's going to do is piss me off.
And that's why I'm telling you everything up front.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, like, I'm not trying to bullshit you on anything here. I'm just, this is what it is. If I can get you something, great. And if you need it, awesome. And if the numbers make sense, that's what it comes down to.
Well, let me rephrase this. I don't want to do anything, if we do decide something, any interest, ever how we can calculate that interest, much over 10%.
Okay.
If possible.
Okay.
You know, it's according to what we're going to need at the time, too. But and I know you guys aren't secured. I know you guys are second market, so I've been around long enough to know what the interest rate is going to be higher than a bank. But I want somebody, I don't mind paying a little extra money. I mean, I don't like it, don't get me wrong, but I don't mind to have a relationship with somebody to where we can work together on things.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, let's do this. Why don't you send Tyler that paperwork? There's no rush on it, obviously. You don't need it right away. And we'll start to work on it, and then I'll start working on these programs, and I'll work closely with the underwriter myself and kind of explain the situation, let them know I've talked to you and what your situation is, and let me work on getting you the best rate, and then I'll just continually work back and forth with me, you, and Tyler, and then you just have that in your back pocket.
Okay, let me see what I put together.
Okay.
I got to go back to my emails and see where that stuff is Tyler sent me. I know I still got it. But if not, I can get a hold of him or he can resend it to me.
In fact, you know what? I'm going to have him send another email right now, just an updated of what we would need in the application again.
Okay.
And then, like I said, no rush.
What do you think the chances would be if, and this is a big if I decided to pay this SBA loan off, get rid of that damn thing because they're a pain in the ass to deal with. Do you think there's any possibility to do that?
You know, I've done that before with a business, not a trucking business, but a different type of business where they paid it off, and they paid a little more interest to us, but they were so sick and tired of dealing with the SBA that they didn't care. You know, like they were like, it's ridiculous dealing with them. And I've heard that so many times. So it's possible. I mean, like I said, I can't do much until I see,
I know that.
In front of me. So
I'm just throwing questions out there for you. That comes to my mind. So
yeah, absolutely, it's possible.
I would love to get rid of this SBA loan, but also I got to watch what money is going to cost us because it will be paid off here in 6 years unless they completely piss me off. I've even flew over there and met with them here a while back about some of this stuff. And
yeah,
they want us to do everything tits, but they don't want to. They still got, we got two loans through them, one for the property. Which is in another corporation. So it's in Faulkner Holdings' name, and then equipment loans and stuff is under Faulkner Trucking. They're still sending everything Faulkner Holdings, and I've told them about this numerous times. I said, you know, and just others. I got letters in the mail from years saying that all of our insurance has expired, which is a crock of shit. To start with, if all of our insurance expired, DOT would come in and shut us down. You know. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so Jeremiah, let me work on this. Have Tyler send me that stuff again, and I'll look at it and see, my friend.
Absolutely, Ron. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate, you know, to reach out to Tyler. And if Tyler doesn't know, he'll grab me, and I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Now, let's say you guys approve us and something happens and I need some money. How long does it take to get it after we've been approved?
So once you tell me, yes, you need the money, I could probably get it funded to you, maximum 48 hours.
Oh, okay.
So it's quick. But that's what I'm saying. Is let's get your paperwork in so we don't have to deal with, you know, oh, we still need this, we still need that. You know, like, we already have everything in. Yeah, absolutely.
I signed, when I done the SBA loan back in 13, I literally signed my name 500 times.
I believe it. I absolutely believe it. I hear the same thing every time when it comes to SBA. Every time, you know. So, we're nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Okay. Well, have Tyler send me that stuff, and we'll see what we can go from there, my friend.
Absolutely, Ron. It was great meeting you here today. And like I said, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Okay, pal.
All right. We'll be in touch, Ron. All right.
Okay. Thank you.